Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
We are delighted to be joined now on 98FM by a man you will know mainly for his work that you see on other people. Michael Douglas has been a household name in the hairdressing industry for over 30 years. He's also the founder of the brand. Even he's shocked by it. Michael is also the founder of the brand MD London and the OGX Hair Care brand ambassador. Michael, welcome to 98FM.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute delight.
We are delighted to have you. Now, you need to tell us all about the new OGX hair care range firstly.
Yeah, well, I started working with OGX probably about 7 or 8 years ago. I was looking for a good all-round shampoo care brand that was accessible to all my followers, which are kind of like people who don't want to spend 20-odd pounds or 20-odd euros, you know, on a product. So it's, it all sits under the 10-euro mark, which is great. There's sulfate-free surfactants, which are really gentle cleansing. The pH-balanced formulas. These are the types of formulas that you only get in hair salons, but you can get these on the high street now. And the range that they've got of products, you know, for all different hair types means it's accessible to everybody with every hair problem. And the new range they brought out, Rescue Fusions range, really is about either rescuing your hair where you feel like it's gone a little bit too far, and it's got ingredients like provitamin B5 and sea kelp and hyaluronic acid, all these really nice moisturizing ingredients. But it's also a preventative as well if you don't want your hair to get damaged, if you're heat styling it, if you're going away in the summer. It's just a really good all-round range. There's 8 products in the range, and there's all sorts of different steps you can take to look after your hair to the best of, you know, best of your ability.
Amazing, amazing. Now listen, hair wasn't the starting point for you. Am I right in saying you wanted to be a motorbike mechanic first?
Yeah, I did, yeah. God, you've done your good research, haven't you?
Oh, listen, we're on the ball here, Michael.
Yeah. So I loved motorbikes when I was a kid, but my best friend's brother was a hairdresser, and I loved this guy. He was so cool, and he had so many girlfriends, and I was like, okay, like I want to be like that guy, you know. So I got a job in a hair salon while I was building and breaking motorcycles for fun, you know. Anyway, one day after, there was this thing you do back in the 80s where you used to neutralize perms, which is the worst job any kind of apprentice hairdresser could do. And I'd done like 22 of them in one morning, and I was like, I've had enough. I went to the motorbike shop and I said, I'd like to apply to be an apprentice mechanic. And they said, let me have a look at your hands. You know, and I showed them my hands and they were like, you've got the hands of a little girl. Go away. My hands were so soft from all the shampooing and everything. They were like, no, you'll never be a motorbike mechanic. So they did me a favour, let me tell you, because I've had a fantastic career and a wonderful life so far.
Oh, that's great to hear. And listen, over 30 years later, here you are. And over the course of that time, of course, you have styled some huge names. But Michael, how do you approach kind of tailoring a look to an individual?
It's really interesting. So one of the jobs I do is I prep actors for movies, you know, and I've worked with people like Johnny Depp and Gwyneth Paltrow and Kate Winslet and people like that.
Wow.
But you're working to the director and the hair and makeup designer's idea of what they should look like, not the person in the chair. So this is one of my favourite things, actually, because one of the difficult things about doing people's hair is really managing their expectations. And they are sat in front of a mirror looking at themselves for an hour, you know, worrying, have I cut too much off? Is it too voluminous? Is it too flat? The beauty about doing actors is that they don't really care as long as they look like the character that they're playing. So you get this kind of one step removed idea. So I'm trying to impress somebody who's not sat in the chair, somebody who's sat somewhere else, you know. So that's one of my favorite bits of the job, is doing actors' character hair for a hair and makeup designer or a director, because of that one step removed thing. I think the other thing that's fascinating, and I'll never really understand, is the way extreme fame makes other people feel, you know. So when you stumble across, you know, a very famous person and you're having to do their hair and touch them and everything, it's like a funny magical energy force that's around them that you can't remove. And I don't really understand what that is, but it makes you very nervous. So I'm very good at hiding the nerves, but I definitely still suffer with them.
Do you find you've got a favourite kind of area to be in when it comes to doing hair? Is it editorial, film, fashion weeks, and of course now social media?
Oh, God.
Is there a moment that you kind of go, this is where I live, I love to do this, or is it ever changing?
Yeah. That's a really good question, that. Thank you. So I love the styling part. I love the bit where you manipulate the hair to do things that it wouldn't normally do. So as you probably know, I've launched a hair tools business called MD London. And the reason I did tools is because that's the stuff that makes all the difference at the end. So my job really, I see it as, I want people to look in the mirror and love what they see. So I'm not about necessarily the colour, I'm not about the care, I'm not about condition, I'm about finished results. So if somebody asks me what I am, I'm a hairstylist, I'm not a hairdresser. I love the styling bit. I love taking somebody's straight hair and making it curly. I love taking flat hair and making it voluminous. You know, I love taking frizzy hair and making it look shiny. And I love the change that makes inside somebody's self-esteem or someone's being. I want her or him to look in the mirror and love themselves at least 10% more than they did before they saw me.
Oh, that's brilliant. That. I really like that.
Yeah,
you
like that?
We love that.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Michael Douglas, OGX Hair Care Ambassador, is on with myself and Leanne, chatting all things hair and beyond.
Michael, you launched a new range of hair care from OGX this week at number 25 Fitzwilliam Place. How did that go?
Oh, yeah, it was so nice, you know. I've got to say, I do lots of press events and I do a lot here in London and some up north. But coming to Dublin to do them in Ireland is a completely different game, a completely different energy. And it is absolutely, hands down, my most favourite place to launch any products or do any press events. The press are lovely and everybody understands the part they're playing. You know, I am there to tell you all about this product. You're there to receive that information. And once that bit's done, you can then just really enjoy getting to know people, having relationships with people, you know, that are fun and free. You know, you're not having to kind of fiddle anybody into saying something that they don't want to say, or please will you write about this product. You know, like there's an agreement already set in place. And I love the press events that I come over here to, to do. You're an absolute joy, all of you. So thank you.
Thank you so much. As well as all the work in here, you know, you and Davina have Making the Cut podcast, which is on season 15, yes. I think it is. You have such a great personal and kind of professional dynamic. How do you balance both on and off the podcast? Because I have a co-host, it's Leanne. And when we get off air, we're still the same as what we are on air. Is that how you and Davina are?
Yes. Are you two a couple, by the way?
We're not a couple. No. Most definitely not a couple, Michael.
Just work, husband
well,
and wife.
You go. Yeah, okay. So, you know, that's the kind of main difference, is that we are a couple. But, you know, there's one thing I've known Davina for 26 years, maybe. The person she is on screen is the person she is off screen.
Which is amazing.
There's very little difference, which is why she's so successful, I think, and so well-liked, is that there is no act. It is that. So when I was learning to be a TV presenter in the noughties, you know, I was on The One Show on BBC One. I've done, obviously, This Morning. Mm-hmm. And I've done various other TV shows. I just looked to her for inspiration, really. And I was like, how does Davina do it? I'll do that, you know. So I basically wander through life always trying to be Michael. Not trying to be another version of Michael, or not trying to be, you know, a more upbeat or a downbeat version. I'm just always trying to be me. So when we press record on the podcast, nothing changes. It's just like, think, let's have a conversation about what have you seen this week. One thing that is quite funny is that we'll often be talking to each other, and I realize I've drifted into podcast territory, which is like, oh, I'm recommending something she's not seen or heard before. And then I have to stop the conversation and say, I'm going to hold back on this conversation until we record the podcast tomorrow. And it's like, oh, no, tell me. And I'm like, no, I can't tell you. Because what I like the podcast to be is completely spontaneous and real. You know, I don't want her to act like she hasn't heard this before. So I'm often holding conversation back, waiting for us to record. In fact, we're recording at 2 o'clock today for this week's episode. So I've got a couple of nice Dublin things to throw in there.
Oh, good.
We can't wait to hear about them.
And Michael, to wrap this up, right, I have my favourite phrase and saying in the world of broadcasting, which is get in, get out, say please and say thank you, right? Stands to you all the time. If you had a bit of advice for somebody who wanted to start out in hairdressing today, what would it be?
Oh, if they want to start hairdressing today, go and work in a very busy salon. Find the best salon in town and sell yourself to them like nobody's else. And honestly, it takes 5 years. 5 years of solid graft and you will be a really good hairdresser. Starting at 16, don't expect returns until you're 21. But honestly, I know like 10 millionaires are all hairdressers. You can make a lot of money in this business and have a fantastic time, and you are properly connected to real human beings. So it's not a digital business, it's not an AI business, it's a personal business. And if you're that personality type, it is fantastic. But find a busy salon, get stuck in and work really hard, and bingo, you're away. I've got a phrase that somebody taught me years ago, which is love many, trust few, and always paddle your own canoe.
Oh, I love it.
That.
Michael.
That is brilliant advice.
What a good chat. Thank you so much.
Best of luck with the new OGX hair care range as well. And thank you so much for joining us on 98FM.
Absolute pleasure. See you both soon. Thanks very much.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.